831-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today on this Thursday, April 4th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, I want to define the Patriot Voice Radio Network so you guys can understand the various platforms that are available. The show, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, live, repeats every 3 hours on the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. There's a stream player button there. If you miss the first hour from 9 to 10, it repeats at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, 3 a.m., and then tomorrow morning from 6 to 9. The show repeats every 3 hours. But you can also listen on demand anytime. Go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and click on podcast. Every half hour is stored there. You can click on hour one, segment one, hour one, segment two. Every half hour, all six podcasts for every day show is there under the podcast link. So listen on demand. The only thing I warn you, don't listen to the show late at night when you're getting ready to go to bed. If your blood pressure goes up, you get a little bit upset about what we're talking about, can't sleep, don't blame me. I warned you. Don't do it. The other application is an app on your cell phone, tablet, even your smart TV. You can download the app. Tune in, capital T, capital I, one word. When you open the app, our previous call letters for the previous radio station that we retained when we sold it, we retained the TuneIn app. Those call letters are WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. So on the TuneIn app, that's what you have to search for, WYPV. Now, that's for the show. The radio station's website is the call letters, very simple, WCHY.US. That's the website for the radio station. The app on your cell phone, if you want to listen to the radio station, the music after we get off the air at noon, is Simple Radio. Two words, capital S, capital R. Download Simple Radio app, and then again, search for the call letters, WCHY. We're constant hits of yesteryear. 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll. I challenge you to listen to the radio station's music for an hour. And if you don't sing or hum along to one song, text me and say, sorry, trucker, you owe me a T-shirt and a coffee cup. And I will ship it directly to you at my expense. Every song brings back memories. We absolutely love it. A lot of people are telling us they love the music. We thank the folks who provide it to us. And by the way, we cannot do requests. That is pre-recorded music by our disc jockeys. They can't take requests. I get text messages all the time. Hey, can you play a dedication song to my wife? It's our anniversary, and you know, I'd love for her to hear this song on your station. Sorry. Can't do that. So we greatly appreciate you guys understanding the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Tell your friends, your family. And we also need you to put a rear window sticker on your vehicle. We need rolling billboards. Text me your name, your address, and how many vehicles you can put stickers on for us and drive them around town. They're small little ovals. If you've got a minivan or an SUV, our Yukon, we have the stickers on the back window. We don't even see them in the mirror, the rear view mirror, because they're outside of the viewable area of the glass. so we don't even know they're on there. You can hide them in the bottom left corner. On the driver's side is preferred. On the glass, they're not made for paint or bumpers. The car wash will wash them off. If you put them on the glass, they'll stick. They'll last for a long time. So just text me your name, your address, and how many vehicles. We'll mail them out to you. We greatly appreciate you doing that for us. We need more people to learn about the station. So we appreciate you guys doing all that for us. Dr. Patricia Hendren, executive director of an 18-state Eastern Midwest Transportation Coalition, said that reliance on mileage-based user fees could restore the link between miles driven and drivers' contributions for road work. At a Lansing conference, included 250 county road agency representatives, Hendren, along with others, talked about the efficiency of fuel of vehicles. Fuel efficiencies have gone up. Gas engines, diesel engines, they're all getting better mileage, along with now adding in electric vehicles. Well, they're finding out that over the last 25 years, the amount of taxes being paid have been reduced when you factor in gas purchase per mile driven, resulting obviously in less gas taxes being collected. In Michigan, the gas tax and license plate fees are the top two contributors to road funding. That's why they nail us every year to renew our tabs, because you're paying for the retail price of your vehicle when it was brand new. Folks, I drive used vehicles. I have two great used vehicles that I found. One's a 2008 Cadillac. It's a DTS. It's black. I love it. Only had 100,000 miles on it when I bought it. That's my baby. It's 16 years old. Do you know I'm paying license plate fees for that vehicle for the original $45,000 retail price tag in 2008? The car's worth $5,000, maybe. Because of the age, it's 16 years old. What, in four more years, it's a classic, I think, at 20 years old? At 25, it's a historical vehicle? Are you kidding me? Well, that's how they did it when they did the fuel surtax increase, fuel surtax, gas tax increase, and license plate fees back in 2015. Well, in Michigan, these two top contributors, according to Chief Executive Officer Denise Donahue of this County Road Association, said that the Michigan's revenue amount, dollars collected from the gas tax, started to decline at its highest point back in 2001. It's been declining for 23 years. In 1994, motorists in the United States were paying about 94 cents per mile driven in federal and state gas taxes. 2019, the number had dropped to 81 cents per mile. Now factoring in new electric vehicles, hybrids, in higher fuel efficiencies of gas and diesel engines, the decline is continuing at a rapid rate. Donahue said the burden of funding roads is failing and is going to end up falling increasingly on people who own older cars and less efficient vehicles. Yeah, my Cadillac is a gas guzzler, so is the Yukon. But I have no payments, so I can afford to pay more for gas. Really don't care. Actually love my V8 engines. Well, because we would end up paying more in trucks and SUVs. Now, here's the catchphrase on that part of it. Trucks deliver every product that is in your local store. Unless it's made by those people, like Frisky Farm Market, their apples, that's a different story. Go into a Meijer, go into your Walmart. Look at toothpaste and shampoos. All the different choices you have. Every single item, the clothes, the shoes, the underwear, the food, whatever you're looking at came to that store by a truck. As less taxes are coming in because of EVs and hybrids and higher efficient, fuel efficient vehicles, trucks are taking up the majority of the taxes required to fix our roads and bridges. They're saying this model will not work. We need to implement a fee pilot program here in the state of Michigan. So that's what they're talking about. You need to talk to your state reps and your state senators, because they are the ones ultimately that are going to have to look at this research, look at these studies, and then vote on bills. I got one text message from Craig. Oh, great. Now they're going to track our mileage. They're going to track where we go. Yep. Now, from what I'm being told, these chips that you plug into your computers in your vehicle, they only track the mileage. They're not GPS-type trackers. They're mileage-driven. So basically, when you start the engine and the tires start to move, that's when your mileage is tracked. Not following you around. One thing you have to understand, this is, without a doubt, going to be a game changer here in Michigan. The fuel taxes that we pay, diesel fuel especially, will reduce shipping costs. But they'll have to pay miles driven. Don't know how that's going to trade out. Don't know what the factors are going to be, the formulas. We'll have to wait and see. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Just got a text message from John Davis over at Magawater there in Sheboygan. Our Otsego County Commissioner candidate, Michael Kamishak, is coming from Gaylord. He's going to purchase a couple of jugs and buy some Magawater. Looking forward to it. Greatly appreciate that. Greg O'Neill, Randy, my license plate fee for a 23-year-old 2001 truck, $107. Yeah. Do you know how much license plates tabs should be? $10. That's the actual cost to produce the tabs and to mail them to you. You buy, renew your tabs online or at a kiosk. Hardly anybody goes inside and talks to them anymore in person. $10, you get a new tab. That's it. Why we are funding our roads with these exorbitant high costs, I'm spending like $250 a year on a 2008 and a 2011 Yukon, which has 345,000 miles on it. Amway owned it. They only put Mobil 1 synthetic oil in it from the beginning. The back seat's never been sat in. My mechanic says this thing has compression like 92% from the day it rolled out of the factory. It's got the 6.2 Vortec engine. Love Ms. Vicky's truck. By the way, there's a new guy in Onaway area somewhere. I talked to him about 6 months, a year ago. He was getting ready to do a bump and painting out of his garage. He was going to start a business up in Onaway. I want to do a radio trade barter with him to promote his new business in exchange for him painting Miss Vicky's Yukon. Do you guys know who this person is? I thought I stored him in my phone, and when I got a new phone, I think I may have lost his number. I want to say on a way, heading out that way, I forget his name and where he's at. It's before on a way on the south side. I don't know. Maybe somewhere by the Black River Pond. I forget where he's at. I don't remember. If you guys know who it is, would you please have him give me a call or text me his name and number? He's starting a new business. He's going to be doing bump and painting. He was building a building, a garage on his home, on his property, and working out of the garage, and I want to help him. So if you guys know that, I've got parts. I'm buying the paint. I just need the labor. Anybody that can do some bump and painting, I got a few dings and things that need to be bumped out. I want it primed really well. And then black, the midnight black Cadillac paint I have on my car, I want on the GMC Yukon. So if you guys know somebody that can do that for me, if they want to promote their business, give them my name and number. I definitely need to talk with them. Greg says, yeah, Randy, I agree. As well as CPLs, they should only be $10 to renew as well. We're overtaxed, overregulated. It's that simple. Cliff Tolini, county commissioner, they want a mileage-based user fee, which is another control tactic. Cram briefed us at our last committee meeting. There is enough revenue in the gas tax, it is not fairly apportioned. County road commissions get about 10% of the plate fees. It's completely smoke and mirrors, smoke screen for the general fund revenue. I agree. Are you kidding me, Bob? Great Lakes Phone and Computer there in Petoskey. Four Seasons Landscaping. His 2023 motorhome license plate fee, $1,600 a year. My semi, apportioned plate for my semi, the last year I was truck driving, 2009, was $2,100. And I was generating $3 a mile plus fuel surcharges, averaging 10 to 12,000 miles a month, about 120 to 150,000 miles a year, grossing like $300,000 to $400,000 in a truck, paying $2,100. Your motorhome, no joke, he says. $1,600 a year. You know what you need to do, sir? Get an address in Indiana. License all your vehicles in Indiana. They have permanent fees, license plates. You buy a plate once, you never renew it. Title that sucker in Indiana. Are you kidding me? $300,000 price tag that was a new motorhome is what caused it. Well, not in Indiana, brother. Semis are up to $8,000 to $10,000. Are you kidding me, Cliff? $8,000 to $10,000 for a license plate in Michigan? Oh, baby, I'm registering that sucker in Indiana so fast it make your head spin. That's insanity. I had no idea it's that high now. That's 4 to 5 times more than I paid my last year of truck driving in 2009. Lansing is out of control. Man, you just pushed my blood pressure. That's it for today. Let's go back to the memories of the 60s, 70s, Motown, and the roots of rock and roll. And we'll talk about this political stuff tomorrow. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell in Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you.